Good morning. My guests this morning are Laura Moss and Becca Howell from the West County Health Centers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is needed? That's what we're here for, to give people what they need.
Yes, we are looking for volunteers at West County Health Centers. The biggest need right now is for waiting room hosts, and those are people just to be a friendly face to welcome patients and get them connected with the community and just at the clinic in general.
Right. Is there a training period for this?
Yes, we have an orientation coming up on Thursday, October 13th, starting at 1, and that would be in Guerneville. And we'll just give you a lot more information there and get you all set up.
What other sorts of things do you use volunteers for?
We use them in all different types.
Oh, God.
Definitely for office support. And then we have wellness outreach, which would include like food pantries or our clean day, and then other special events. So if you contact us, we can get you connected in whatever your special interest is.
It's all so complicated nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are people who are listening right now who they're confused about what their benefits are. They're confused about how to present themselves if they go and talk to you. So what can you tell them from here about insurance and enrollment and so forth?
Okay, I'll jump in on that.
Okay.
In addition to here, you know, making a pitch for volunteers to come and help us outreach in the community, one of the services we provide is helping folks with the confusion of Covered California, as well as help they might need with other with assistance programs like Medi-Cal or CalFresh food stamps. But that open enrollment period, it's November 1st. Through January 31st, and we are here. We've got staff at all of our clinics in West County to help not only our own patients, but the community in general, if that was the question you were looking
right.
for.
And I'm wondering, too, would either of you could probably answer this, because there's all sorts of election talk about what goes and what stays as far as benefits to the people of America. Are you being threatened by this?
Are we as an agency being threatened?
Yes.
Not at all.
Okay.
That is not a concern. As a matter of fact, we are growing. We're having a hard time keeping up with the number of
Great.
Patients. I will say this little percentage. 3 years ago, 38% of our patients were uninsured. They are now 8% only are uninsured.
Great.
And so we, as all community clinics around the country, we are growing just in leaps and bounds and being able to care for more people and therefore have more programs, have more need for folks in the community, volunteers, both lay people and professionals to help us out.
Again, other things that that volunteers might be used for in your circle.
I'm excited with Becca being here. Her whole role this year as an AmeriCorps is to help us grow our volunteer program beyond the importance of waiting room hosts and pantries. We're really going to be growing it and seeking skilled volunteers. We have nurses already who are helping us. We are looking for folks that are native speaking Spanish that can help with interpreting. We've got volunteers helping, as Becca mentioned, Clean Day every Thursday in Guerneville. It's our homeless outreach day, and we've got a number of volunteers who help there. But I'm excited to have Becca here because we're going to be having even more opportunities for the community to engage.
Are you excited?
Oh, yes.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear it. Well, thank you both for coming in very much. And thank you, I don't always say this because I don't always mean it, but thank you for what you do. That's the important
part.
Thanks
for having us, Roland.
Thank you.
Okay, for volunteers or would-be volunteers, a telephone number, 869-5977. Online, go to wchealth.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.